Hi there. The word for today is rules of engagement. In Proverbs 15, verse 1, we read, "A gentle response diffuses anger." Even in the best of marriages, arguments will arise from time to time. Think about it, with two people of differing temperaments, tastes, and ways of thinking, how could it be otherwise? So, here are a few rules of engagement. Five of them. Number one, think before you speak. Ask yourself if fear, stress, or worry may have provoked your mate's response. And is it bothering you right now because you're feeling insecure and unappreciated? And could you be misreading or exaggerating the problem? In other words, take time to try and identify what's really happening. Number two, ask for what you need. It's okay to admit that some days you're needier than others. Dr. Gary Oliver says, and I quote, "When a woman feels panicked every time her husband comes home late because her previous husband had an affair, it's okay to say, 'I know it's irrational, but I'm having a panicky day.' That kind of honesty strengthens a relationship." Number three, never threaten. Threats just make your mate defensive and insecure, and as a result, they can't hear what you're saying, and nothing gets resolved. Number four, ditch the baggage from previous relationships. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13, "Love always looks for the best and never looks back." It's wrong to make your mate keep proving themselves over and over again. Don't assume that old relationship problems are destined to keep repeating themselves. The truth is, they won't. If you're communicating with one another well, and if you're growing together as a couple. And number five, say something nice to your mate every day. Anytime you think something good about your spouse, stop and tell them. And when they reciprocate, respond graciously to what they're saying. Okay? Remember, sharp words can create wounds, but the Bible says a gentle response diffuses anger. And that's the word for you today.